And it's been on my back all week long. It's burned like a fire in my bones. And like I said, I'm just a messenger boy anyway. I'm just trying to deliver God's message. But if you want to open up your Bibles, you can follow along with me real quick in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I can't help it. I look and I see humanity and I see the problems. I see where they'll do anything except what they need to do. They'll listen to anyone. Jesus said, if a stranger come, they'll hear him. He said, I come in my Father's name and you hear me not. I mean, they'll just go anywhere but to him for help. And it's sad because they're consumed by not letting him help them. And we're in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And I'm going to read the last two verses of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. It's a simple message, but it's deep. And it's a tough message. It's a lot of truth put together here. Ecclesiastes was written by Solomon. And he was a very wise man. And he says here, he's went through 12 chapters and he's summing it up in these last two verses. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. We'll stop our reading right there and please pray with me. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day, the opportunity and the privilege, Lord, you've given us to gather in your house today. Lord, we're expecting you not just to join us in this service, Lord, today. Lord, we're expecting you to come today. We're expecting, Lord, you to take us, Lord, out of this mess that man has made, this man-made hell. Your word says in Psalms chapter 9, verse 17, all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. Lord, it don't take, a blind man very long to see the mess we're in. To see, Lord, it can't continue like it is. To see, Lord, there's got to be some kind of intervention, some kind of interruption, or there won't be no one left. And we're looking forward, Lord, to the day when you do come. Lord, we certainly welcome you, Lord, if you would, Lord, to come even today. Lord, to take us home. Lord, to see, Lord, the walls of Jasper. To see, Lord, the city that's got foundation that Abraham saw, whose builder and maker was God. Lord, we're looking forward to going home. Lord, we're willing, Lord, to occupy till you come. Lord, we don't want to stay one second no longer than we have to. And I pray like John, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Help us with this message, Lord, today. I confess, Lord, my inability. I ask, Lord, for your help. I ask, Lord, that you'd help my tongue to be like the pen of a ready writer. Lord, help my voice to be like a trumpet to cry aloud and spare not. Help me, Lord, I pray to, Lord, deliver this message today, and I promise to give you all the praise and the glory for it. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to take these two verses here today, and I want to preach a tough message today on school shootings. I'm naming it that on purpose. I'm naming it school shootings on purpose. The reason I am is because the way the internet works, it's got like a search engine. And that search engine operates off of like a keyword. So by me entitling this message school shootings, it'll cause a lot of people that ain't looking for preaching to stumble upon this. The Bible said, he that winneth souls is wise. We're supposed to be wise as a serpent,
amen,
and harmless as a dove. And I'm titling this message on purpose, school shootings. Another reason, Brother Mitchell, I'm titling this message, school shootings, I've had it up to here.
I have too.
I mean, enough is enough.
Amen.
We've already went beyond what we should have went. I mean, we already should have done stopped this madness going on. Now the world, they think somehow we're at a disadvantage. They call us deplorables. They call us undereducated. They call us, you know, the little people. You remember Nancy, and I hate to get political, I'm sorry. And I don't like making an apology, but Nancy Pelosi called us, you know, the little people. Yeah. I mean, we're the insignificant, Skyler. Right. We don't matter. We're just, you know, kind of in the way. Well, listen, right. The smartest man that ever lived, God said this about him, Joanne, none wiser before him,
yeah, right.
None wiser after him.
That's right.
He says, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Now, that'll help some of these educated people out there that's too smart for their own good. And he puts such an emphasis on knowledge. Well, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 12 declares there's none wiser than Solomon.
Right.
And with the world consumed with knowledge today, they need to acknowledge this wise man made a statement here. And in that statement, he said, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Man has a duty.
Yes, he does.
Now, when I was in school, we didn't have shooting. We might have had guns. We might have had knives. We might have had cussing, chewing gum, and all that stuff, but we didn't have shootings. No. We still had those Ten Commandments on the wall.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if you look there, number 6 on that list right there says, thou shalt not kill. What's wrong with that? I know we got separation of church and state, but we're too separated.
That's right.
I mean, we need to go back. You know, Jacob got in trouble, and God said, return to Bethel, the house of God.
Yeah.
And he got everybody together, and they went back to Bethel and started all over again. Well, that's what we need to do in America.
Amen.
We need to go back and start all over again, or at least admit that we're in the wrong. But they don't admit it. They don't acknowledge it. They can't blush no more. But that 6th commandment says, thou shalt not kill. Now, Hosea chapter 3 verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Now, I mean, listen, just simple things. I've said them before. Romans chapter 3 verse 18 says, there's no fear of God before their eyes. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 6 says, by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. And I'll repeat that here in a minute. And the reason I do, Jesus, lots of times, he repeated what he said. Verily, verily, I say unto you. And he would say it more than once. And the reason that some people, they don't get it the first time, but if you say it twice, they'll get it on the second time. Now I'm going to repeat those two verses here in a minute. But Sister Rita, we took the Bible out of our schools.
Right.
We took the Ten Commandments out of our schools. You can't mention the name of God in our schools. And that's the whole duty, man. So we're teaching children now that they evolved from monkeys. And Sharon, they've got the mentality of an animal.
That's right.
They think they're no more than an animal.
That's right.
So with the mind of an animal, they don't think twice about taking a gun
and
shooting another human being like an animal. I mean, it's so obvious. We dropped the ball. We got a problem. And listen, we can look in the mirror and quit blaming one another. Say, oh, guys, we allowed this madness to go on in our schools. Our children need to be taught at an early age. I mean, right in the very first of this chapter 12, it says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, before the evil days come now, and thou sayest, I have no pleasure in them. I'm telling you, buddy, we ain't always going to be young. If the Lord tarries, we're all going to grow old. Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, I thank God that as a young child, I was taught some things were right, some things were wrong, and when it came to doing wrong, Sister Joanne, I thought twice about it.
That's right.
I thought about the beating I was going to get.
Yeah.
And I thought about maybe the consequences I was going to get for the beating. May have to pay it back or something, you know? But they don't think twice no more. Now listen, you can teach evolution. And when the crop comes up, which it is now, we've had, I think, we already had a shooting in the schools of Kentucky. We just had a shooting in the schools of Florida.
Right.
Now listen,
amen.
That's too many already.
Yeah.
And we still got this problem. See this crop's coming up, Mitchell.
That's right.
We got children don't know the left hand from the right hand. In the book of Judges, it talks about that Joshua passed away. And he said there rose a generation up that knew not the Lord. And the Bible said in the very last verse of the book of Judges that every man done that which was right in his own eyes. But that don't make it right. We got to get back to what thus said the Lord.
Amen.
We got to get back to our duty and get them commandments back in there.
Right.
It says, thou shalt not kill. Amen.
Right. Amen.
You can teach a child that when it's young. And I'll tell you what, they might do it. But they'll have to think twice about it before they do it. They're not thinking about it.
No.
Their mind's not on the Lord. They've been taught they're nothing but a monkey that's evolved into a human being. They taught that they're not worth nothing. The Bible said God put His treasure in earthen vessels, and that's you and me, amen. I mean, God made man in His image. He blessed him. He gave him the breath of life,
amen.
Amen.
Oh, listen, we're in trouble. And the worst kind of trouble. We're in God trouble.
Yeah.
This young man's name was Nicholas Cage. He was 19 years old. That makes him old enough to be accountable. They're going to serve the death penalty on him.
Mm-hmm.
But on Valentine's Day, February the 14th, he shot and killed 17 innocent people.
That's right.
He had been expelled, Brother Ed, from that school for disciplinary reasons.
Yeah.
You know what? Which points to the fact that he should have been put in a military school so he could learn some discipline.
Amen.
Now, I know he had a chip on his shoulder. I know he's like Jonah that said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. I tell you what the Bible said, be you angry and sin. No! Amen.
Right.
Yeah. Let the sun go down on your wrath.
That's right.
Oh, listen, this young boy, his life was messed up. He done the unthinkable. Why? Because he didn't have the mind that he should have had. He had the mind of an animal. He'd been told he was nothing but an animal, evolved from a monkey. His mother had died last year, November the 17th. His father died 10 years ago. His girlfriend had given up on him and left him. He and all this world is going to stand guilty before God. Romans chapter 3, verse 19.
Right, that's right. Amen.
His whole world. Those teachers that think they know more than God. Those that politically corrupted the school system.
Mm-hmm.
Said, well, we'll take prayer out of school, try to be politically correct. Mm-hmm. We'll take the Bible out of school.
Yeah.
We'll take those Ten Commandments out of school. Mm-hmm. We'll take that pledge because it mentions one nation under God out.
That's right.
And somehow or another, the crop won't be affected by that. Mitchell, I beg to differ. I see the signs of a crop coming up, and it's full of tares. It's lacking the wheat. I'm telling you, you can't sow that kind of seed and expect anything good to come from it. And this young boy, he's nothing but a product of society, and we're all guilty. We're all to blame. I'm telling you, this should never have happened. It's a God forbid thing, amen.
Amen.
Oh, me. Now, I'm going to get real plain here in a minute. We're all partakers of this school shooting. I mean, the blood's on our hands just as much as the boy that pulled the trigger.
That's right.
We all know what the problem is, and we all don't do nothing about it. We do pray about it, and I believe we need to put some feet on those prayers. But we need to realize children need to be taught. Children need our help. And like I said, there's no fear of God before their eyes in the schoolroom. They're not taught to fear God. They're not taught there's some things right, some things wrong. And by the fear of God, men depart from evil. They don't think twice about doing unthinkable things. But listen, we're going to get to the real problem. And this is where it's really good.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're going to go back, like Jacob, to man's first mistake. Let's go back real quick.
Yeah.
I want you to follow along with me here. Man's first mistake is recorded in the Bible.
That's right.
Amen. Man's first commandment, Genesis chapter 2. Verse 16 and 7. Listen. And the Lord God commanded.
Yeah.
There it is.
Right.
Commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That's the first commandment ever given. It was given to the first man. Now, we're reading about the first mistake. Now we're going to find man's first temptation. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Bear with me. This is really good. Brother Mitchell, it says, "Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said."
That's right. Amen.
He questioned the Word of God.
Yeah.
You know what they're doing today, Brother Ed?
Yeah.
The question.
Right.
Which Bible?
Right.
Yeah.
Bible was wrote by man.
Yeah.
Bible said Psalm 68, verse 11, the Lord gave the word, written was coming to those who published it. Not by the will of man, but by the will of God. Holy man of God spake as they're moving by the Holy Ghost. The scripture came out in the old time by the will of man, but by the will of God. Holy man of God spake as they're moved by the Holy Ghost. Paul said, told Timothy, all scripture is given for inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for correction, reproof,
right,
for instruction in righteousness.
Right.
Just a whole lot more of that Bible than letters on page.
That's right.
I mean, buddy, it quickens.
Amen.
Man, it straightens out problems. But the first problem came because someone, Carolyn, questioned the Word
right.
of God.
That's right.
That question had an impact.
That's right. It had a big impact.
Rita,
amen.
That serpent said to Eve, "Yea, have God said."
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't question the Word of God. The Bible said, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. I mean, to him that knoweth to do good, do it not to him, it's sin. I mean, here it is. The first temptation was a question of what God said. The serpent said to the woman, "Yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said unto the serpent, now she's not as knowledgeable of the word probably as Adam is, so you can kind of see in her answer here, you see the weakness. "And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it. Now he didn't say this, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." And that made me think maybe she might have stumbled a little bit what God said. But the serpent here picked up on that. Look what he said, verse 4. "And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die." One word changed.
Yeah.
Joanne.
That's right.
He put that little word. You know, teenagers now, they say something and then they say not. And that one little word there, that little catchphrase, not. You see, God said, "Thou shalt surely die."
That's right.
And the serpent that questioned the word of God, Brother Mitchell.
Yeah.
Brother Steve.
Yeah.
Now the serpent's lying and he says, "Thou shalt not surely die."
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Amen.
Now, this is going to get over our head here in just a minute. But the first mistake of man, the first commandment of man, the first temptation of man, and the first question given to man, if you'll look in verse number 5, he says, "For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." That question caused doubt. And I'll explain that in the next verse. But the serpent has questioned the Word of God, changed the Word of God, and now he's causing doubt. And Eve, she's already in this thing over her head. She should not even have been in this conversation. The Bible says in verse 6, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food," what changed? What was it that caused her to see this tree differently? A question, a change in what God said had now brought doubt, and the woman sees this tree differently than before, and she sees this tree as something good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, and she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. So look here.
Yeah.
Question the Word of God, brought doubt.
That's right.
Now it brought disobedience.
Yeah. Right.
They done what God said not to do, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
The first commandment was of all the trees.
Right.
You ever tell a child something?
Yeah.
You tell them not to do one thing, that's the one thing they hit straight for.
Right.
I mean, don't touch that stove, it's hot, and you hit over there and you start crying, mama kiss, I told you not to touch it.
Right.
I mean, that's just that. I mean, this just bound up the heart of the child, right, and preach them down there far from them. I mean, we come out of the womb speaking lies. We're hell-bent from the womb.
Amen.
We got a problem. The devil knows we got a problem.
Yeah.
We want to disobey.
Right.
We don't want to do what's right. And children don't need no help.
Amen.
I mean, they already got the deck stacked against them. They don't need no one to help them see it. They need someone to help them not see it. Our schools now have become indoctrination. They're not teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic no more. You know, there was a time when our children knew which bathroom to go to, Brother Mitchell. Ain't it a shame now that we've allowed our schools to teach our children sex education?
Right.
They don't even know. You can't even say they're male and female no more.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they got to be gender neutral because they don't even know what they are no more.
That's right. That's
right. And they asked me, Sister Evans said, we got a baby coming. I said, praise God, somebody knows right.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, nothing good going to come out of a same-sex union, I'll tell you it right now. Praise God. I mean, God blessed Adam and Eve, said be fruitful. We'll get that here in a minute. But that first commandment, just one. That's the whole duty of man, keep the commandments of God. He only had one. That first temptation was a question. That question brought doubt. That question brought disobedience. And now, verse 12, that disobedience brought death.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, before we go down there, I'm just going to read here verse 7. After they eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it said, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron. Man's in trouble now.
Yeah.
He can't,
yeah,
brother.
Yes.
Brother Ed, he can't make a covering for his sin. He's in trouble. He needs the help of God now.
That's right.
See, I was in trouble. I didn't have no covering. I didn't have no cloak for my sin. But praise God, he covered me with his righteousness. And now I'm covered. I'm not, you know, if you show up in heaven up right here and got a covering, you're going to be like that king that said, how is it you got no wedding garment on? He's speechless. And the king said, bind him hand and foot and cast him in the outer darkness. Cast him into the fire. Where it's not quenched, they'll be weeping and gnashing teeth. I'm just telling you, buddy, man's in trouble right here. And they sewed fig leaves together and made them aprons. Listen, that kind of pictures religion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, here's what I mean by that.
Amen.
It pleased man
to
make an apron of fig leaves,
reader. That's right. Amen.
But it didn't please God.
Right.
That's right.
I'll prove that here in just a minute. Because see, that next verse said God showed up.
That's right.
What happened to the fig leaves?
Amen.
They wouldn't hid themselves, didn't they?
Yeah,
it wasn't sufficient, was it?
Right.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, I'll tell you, buddy, I'm glad, praise God, I've got sufficient clothing. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, that the blood of His Son Jesus cleansed me from all sin. Amen. Mm-hmm. Says the next verse, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Now listen, God already knew where Adam was.
Yeah,
that's why he came down.
Amen.
Jesus Christ came seeking sinners. He come to seek and save that which is lost. He's seeking Adam. He knows Adam's in trouble. He knows Adam has failed the temptation. He knows that Adam broke that one commandment. And here he comes down to make it right. And here Adam is. He says, I hid myself. I was naked. And God here puts a finger on the problem. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten? Now God already knows he's done this. But you see, you got to confess your sins to be forgiven of your sin. And he said, hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee thou shouldest not eat? Now here comes the blame game. You ever notice now, I mean, this school shooting down in Florida, it's the FBI's fault, it's the sheriff's fault, it's the gun's fault, it's the teacher's fault. Listen, we got a problem in our schools. It's not a gun problem, it's a God problem.
Right.
We need to get God back in our schools.
Yeah.
They need to teach these children right from wrong, start at an early age and stay with it, amen?
Yeah.
I mean, look here, and the man says, that woman
yeah.
who thou gavest me, she gave me of that tree and I did eat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy to blame someone else, ain't it?
That's right.
David, in Psalms 51, he said, against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. I acknowledge my sin. That's something that's rare today. You got to pin someone to the mat, boy, to get them to admit they're a sinner. But I'll tell you what, here, Adam here, he's passing the buck. He passes it to Eve and blames Eve for him eating of that tree, breaking that commandment that God gave. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Even though those two things might be true, it didn't excuse the fact that they disobeyed God. It didn't keep death from entering into the world. Not only did that disobedience cause them to know they're naked, but according to Romans chapter 5, verse 12, it said, by one man, death came into this world. It didn't change the consequences. God said, of the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. By one man, death came into this world. Now they're confronted about this sin. And I'll tell you what, it must be pretty uncomfortable to have to give an account to God. And the Lord God said unto the servant, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shall be thy meat. Dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That's the first mention of Jesus, the Savior, right there, her seed. You see, there's the seed of the woman. Christ was born. He wasn't born of the seed of man. He was born of the seed of woman. The Holy Ghost overshadowed Eve and she became a child. And that holy thing in her womb was our Lord and Savior. And he said unto that woman, verse 16, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow. Let me tell you something. Sin will cost you something.
Amen.
And we'll say something about that here in a minute. And he said, and thou conception in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. He shall rule over thee. And I say amen to that. All the men would say amen, brother.
Amen.
But you know what?
Right.
They're both in trouble right here. They're ready to listen.
Yeah.
And he said unto Adam, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake.
Yeah.
In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return to the ground. For out of it thou wast taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. God saying, Adam, now you're going to have to deal with death, buddy.
Yeah.
You see, they didn't have to have that added to them.
No.
Now, this death, you know, they were confronted. They gave excuses. They blamed one another. But there's no excuse accepted, my friend. Sentence was served.
Amen.
How painful that first funeral must have been. See, Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death.
Yeah,
but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Now sin's in the world now. Came in the world through the disobedience. Came through the world through deception. Came to the world through the devil. And now it's making a demand.
That's right.
The Bible said Adam knew his wife. Kind of glad it's in there. It said, and Adam called his wife Eve because she's the mother of all living. That's where Cain got his wife from. It said, and Adam also and to his wife did the Lord make coats of skin and clothe them. They didn't have a covering for their sin. And here pictures Christ, a covering for our sin. God made a covering for them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil, lest he put forth his hand and take also. You know, they could have had access to this, of the tree of life,
yeah.
and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he is taken. So he drove the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. You see, Jesus said, I'm the way.
Yeah.
And we got to go that way. The Bible said if a man goes another way, he'll be a thief and a robber. But look here at verse 4. Adam knew his wife, Eve. Mm-hmm. She conceived and bare Cain. The Bible said Cain was of that wicked one.
Mm-hmm.
1 John chapter 3, verse 12. I ain't hurt nobody but myself with my drinking. Is that right?
That's
I ain't hurt nobody
right.
but myself taking drugs. Is that right?
Right.
Amen.
It affected her firstborn son.
Yes, right.
Her disobedience affected her firstborn son.
Yeah, right. That's right.
That's sad to me.
Yeah,
her Cain right. is now. He's of the wicked one.
Yeah, that's right.
It affected their first child.
Right.
Boy, there are repercussions to our actions. That's why it's important to live righteous, godly, and soberly in this present world.
Amen.
There are consequences.
They are.
The Bible says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Romans chapter 6, verse 1. God forbid, how shall we live any longer therein? There is a sin unto death.
Right.
I would not that you pray for it, brethren. I want you to know sin ain't no life in matter.
No,
sin has consequences, Carolyn.
That's right.
This little boy Cain, he's got the consequences of his mother's disobedience.
That's right. Amen.
And the seed was affected by the disobedience.
Amen.
Right. How did Cain become of the wicked one? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know for sure that Eve didn't have relations with the devil. I know that for sure. But it affected this firstborn son. And Cain was not only of that wicked one, but the Bible said Cain was mad. You see this boy that done this shooting, he's mad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they saw his posting. Everybody's afraid of him. Nobody could do nothing with him. But you look down there in Genesis 4, verse 5, it said Cain was very wroth and his countenance fell.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? Cain was not only mad, Cain was warned. Look at that in verse number 7. If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here Cain is. He's been affected by this disobedience. Mm-hmm. Here now, verse 8 says, Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against his brother, or against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Now you get the first funeral.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Adam and Eve now are having to deal with their sin in a different way. They've got a little boy now, and they got to bury him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
We bury our children just like everybody else does. When our little girl got killed in that car wreck back in May 30th, 1988. 1995. I got saved in 88. 1995. I wish my wife was here. She's my memory. But 1995, our little girl died. And we buried her just like everybody else does.
That's right.
Best we could.
Amen.
We held on to God and asked Him to help us through this unthinkable thing that had come into our family. But we're no different than nobody else. The Bible talks about one event comes to all. And it all derived from this act of disobedience, this one commandment
right.
that was broken, this
yeah.
one commandment brought sin in the world and death by sin, and now we bury our loved ones, and now we have to deal with this matter of death, now we have to deal with the devil, now we have not only that, our days are numbered, and I'm telling you, buddy, this sentence that God gave, it had to be satisfied,
mm-hmm.
and it was satisfied through death. Cain was sentenced. Also, Genesis 4, verse 11 through 14 said, now thou art cursed from the earth which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment's greater than I can bear. Ain't it something when somebody gets caught, they start complaining?
Yeah.
You know, I was mentally ill. The gun just went off.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I heard voices.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what the Bible said in Psalms 46, verse 10. Be still. Know that I'm God. There's one voice that'll help someone to listen to.
Yeah.
And there's another voice that a man listen to. He'll do like this Nicholas Cruz did. He'll do unthinkable things.
Amen.
I guarantee you right now, Nicholas Cruz is realizing not only he's doing wrong, but realizing now his punishment's going to be greater than he can bear. They're not throwing out the death penalty just yet because of so many people that lost their lives and they're trying to figure out just how bad this thing's going to be. I mean, they're lighting torches, getting pitchforks out right now. But listen, Cain was sentenced because he killed his brother, Abel. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, neither give place to the devil. When Eve gave place to the devil, it affected her family. It affected her son. That's pretty sad when the Bible said that Cain was of that wicked one.
Yeah.
You know, I love my children.
Yeah.
I want to be blessed, Brother Ed.
Amen.
I don't want to be cursed.
That's right. That's right.
Cain was cursed because of his mother's disobedience.
Wow. Right. Amen.
No doubt Eve knew who was to blame about this whole thing. And you know, we run out of fingers to point when we realize we're the one that's guilty.
Yeah.
But oh my, this consequences of sin, it's like throwing a rock into the water. The ripples are still going out. And there's so many paying the price. Somebody, right now, somebody somewhere is dying because of sin.
That's right.
Didn't have to be that way. God gave one commandment, Mitchell.
That's right.
And these school shootings, man, they shame on us. Shame on us. They shouldn't be going on.
No,
I mean, it's writing on the wall to where we have not done our duty. Solomon said, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Yeah.
Fear God.
That's
they took the fear of God out.
Amen.
That's right.
They took it out.
Yeah.
Romans 3:18.
Mm-hmm.
No fear of God before their eyes.
Right.
They took that out.
Yeah.
There's a reason for them commandments. There's a reason for that one commandment.
That's right.
God didn't want them to eat of that tree. He didn't want death to come in the world. But you know what? The Bible said that Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
God already had a plan. God already had a plan before man ever failed. Before man ever failed, He already had a plan that He would come down and pay the price for man's sin. Man, I'll tell you what, that blesses me to know that God's already thinking about our problems before we ever make them and before we ever commit the mistakes of humanity. God had a plan.
That's right.
Solomon said, fear God and keep His commandments. We're not doing our duty.
Right.
And our children.
Amen.
You know, the thing that's most precious. It hurts for me to think about little children. He started with the youngest classes first, Ed. This guy, he said he heard voices.
Yeah.
He said those voices told him exactly what to do.
Yeah.
Oh,
see, the devil got the opportunity to be turned loose upon these little children.
Right.
And they said these little children, they cowered down. They didn't know what to do. They're just little children, Joanne. Here's someone told the devil. He's got a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah, right.
These little children, Brother Mitchell, all they never do is cower down.
That's right.
But the good thing is, little children go straight to heaven. I can prove it.
That's
the Bible said, where there's no law, sin's not imputed. They may have took that out, but at least they didn't know about it. You know, there was a time in my life I knew I was breaking those commandments.
Yeah, right.
There was a time in my life I knew I was sinning.
Right.
Paul said, I'd not known sin since the fellows, he said, but by the law, for the law said, thou shalt not covet. There was a day when Eddie Wade knew he sinned.
Yeah.
There was a day when Eddie Wade knew he was accountable for what he did. But those little children, Kevin, they was innocent. They slaughtered like little lambs.
Yeah.
But they put them in the arms of Jesus. He took them up and said, it's all right now. Enter into the joys of the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible said there remains a rest for the people of God. It's a glorious rest. Ain't no devil there.
No, that's right.
Ain't no death there. As sad as that event is, there's only one good thing about it. Those little children went to heaven.
That sure did.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sharon, I wish heaven on everybody except the devil. God said he made a place for the devil in Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. He said hell was made for the devil and his angels. I'll be glad when he gets there. If anybody deserved hell ever, it's the devil, amen. But oh, this maniac with a gun coming at school. Let me ask you a stupid question. You got my permission to speak right here. What will stop a maniac with a gun?
Only God.
Or another gun.
Power of God.
Let me tell you something. You pull that gun out, and that boy's going to run plumb out of his shoes.
Because
he's tired anyway. That's why he's got a gun.
That's right.
I'm all for it. I'm pro-gun all the way.
Right.
They call it a peacemaker.
Right.
They call a policeman.
Right.
Peace officer, right?
Yeah,
officer
right.
of peace.
Yeah.
They call the judges justice of the peace. Ain't that right? So if this man comes in this school and he's a maniac and he's got a gun and he sees somebody else pull out a gun, he's gone.
Right.
I'm all for it. I'll just tell you right now. The Bible said in Romans chapter 12, I believe it is.
What's going to happen?
I believe Romans chapter 12, verse 15. If I've got the verse wrong, I can still quote it.
Right.
It said, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. It ain't always possible, Brother Jerry.
No.
There's been a few times I've had to roll my sleeves up, and the Bible says lay not hands suddenly upon a man. I always wait a couple minutes, now I lay hands on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, look, buddy, man, you got this little disagreement here, and you got an opportunity right now to leave or suffer the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take it. I had a couple of incidents like that. I'm not a brawler. But there was a man in the break room one time, and he was a janitor. I didn't mind him ranting and raving, but he said one thing that really upset me. He said, and I thought he was a Christian. I said, hold it right there, buddy. I said, you say whatever you want to about the car or about anything you want to, but I said, you leave Jesus out of it. Boy, the break room. People got out of the break room. I'm going to get out just like that. There wasn't nobody in the break room, but man, this boy right here. But he better be glad he made the choice he did. He said, I'm sorry. He said, you're right. I should have left Jesus out. I said, that's right, buddy.
That's right.
Leave him out.
Amen.
Don't you drag him in there. The guy bought a car off a guy, and he's giving him down the road. But I don't mind that. I mean, the guy he bought the car off of, he's a friend of mine. The car's like me. That's law fall apart in any minute. But he said, and I thought he was a Christian. Just because somebody's a Christian don't mean that car's going to run forever.
No.
But when he brought that word Christian in there, it made my blood boil. And I have to admit, I closed my Bible up, and I said, hold it right there, buddy. I said, hold it right there. I said, you say whatever you want to about him. Say whatever you want to about the car. I said, you leave Jesus out of there. And I guess I must have had fire in my eye. They all got up. I mean, they left that brick room. There wasn't nobody there being him. And he come to me later. Brother Eddie apologized. He said, thank you for doing what you did. He said, you're mighty right. He said, I never really thought about it. Oh, me. These school shootings. Because we're not doing our duty.
That's right.
Right.
If we somehow get over this politically correctness, somehow get over this separation, so-called separation, church and state, I've read that it don't say nothing about it. I'll tell you what it says. It says the church has authority over the government, not the government has authority over the church. The church has the final say, but good luck with that. These people, I'm telling you, they're hell-bent in their mind. They can't receive logic. I mean, they only see it one way, and that's the only way they see it. They just can't take it no other way. I don't know if they're chilling the devil or what, but I'll tell you right now, I know all about separation of church and state. The church supersedes the government.
Yeah.
That's what that statement was all about, because they done misconstrued that. Now listen, it's our duty to somehow get these children in the environment that they need to be in. They need to quit teaching these children the lie of evolution. They need to teach them about the Creator that made all things, that loves them, that wants them to come live with Him. We've got to get things back where they need to be.
That's right.
I think this is just getting started, Brother Mitchell.
Yeah, I think
think it's going to be a bloodbath from here on out. I mean, the crop's coming up. They've got the minds of an animal.
Yeah.
They're shooting these little children like they're animals.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, buddy. The crop's coming up and it's not good. They sowed the wrong seed.
That's right.
And these school shootings, they've got man's mistake wrote all over them. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this message, Lord. I hope and pray, Lord, that I said everything in such a way that it can't be contested, it can't be argued with, that we could go look in the mirror and say, Brother Eddie, and the Word of God is right. Lord, we've sinned and we've made mistakes. Lord, you're the only one that can help, and I pray, God, you'll help us, Lord, to get our children, Lord, back into safety, Lord of the Lord. You told Abraham, you as his shield and his great reward. You said, Abraham, I'm your shield and your great reward. And Lord, that's what our children need. They need that shield and that sure reward. They need it, Lord. And help, I pray, Lord, our schools, Lord, to quit programming these children, Lord, to think they're nothing but animals, and to teach them, Lord, about God, and to teach them, Lord, about creation, and throw that lie of evolution out. Lord, if you can do anything, we'll certainly thank you for it. But God, forgive us, I pray. Lay not this sin to our charge, I pray. Know, Lord, that we're against this teaching. Lord, we want them taught right. We're thankful, Lord, for every church that instills in the young heart, Lord, about the Word of God and about the love of God. We're thankful for that. And Lord, if you can do anything, we'll certainly thank you for it. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
I ask everybody to stand. And please, Brother Jerry, would you get us a...